This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Hungakar. Missouri House Majority Leader John Deal is promising to raise money for the Republican cause, not his personal political aspirations, if colleagues nominate him as the next House Speaker. The fundraising pledge is one of several promises contained in a letter Deal sent colleagues as part of a behind-the-scenes campaign. A similar letter was sent to House Republicans by Deal's rival for Speaker, Representative Caleb Jones. But Jones's letter makes no mention of fundraising. The Associated Press obtained copies of both of the lawmakers' letters. Republicans are meeting in St. Louis to discuss the potential override of Governor Jay Nixon's vetoes of several bills. They're expected to vote during the September veto session on a nominee for House Speaker in 2015. The Sierra Club is accusing Kansas City Power and Light of failing to honor an agreement that ended a dispute over a coal-fired plant in northwest Missouri. In the agreement, the Sierra Club agreed to drop a lawsuit seeking to block construction of the I-10 II coal-fired plant in northern Platte County. In return, Kansas City Power and Light agreed to offset the plant's pollution by using more renewable energy and getting its customers to use less electricity. The Kansas City Star reports that the utility company says it's fulfilled the requirements of the 2007 agreement and has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on wind energy. The Sierra Club, meanwhile, says Kansas City Power and Light has since missed its goal for more renewable energy by nearly one-third. Attendance figures appear to be on the rise as the 2013 Missouri State Fair heads into its final weekend. Spokesperson Tammy Nichols says this year's cooler temperatures may be drawing more people to the fairgrounds in Sedalia.
It appears that we are tracking higher than we were at this time last year. If the weather holds and continues to be beautiful with the mild temperatures, we anticipate coming in with really strong numbers.
Nichols says last year's heat wave broke before the start of the fair, but that it was still very warm compared to this year. More than 350,000 people attended the fair in 2012. Nichols also says, as best as they can tell, last weekend's rodeo clown incident has had no effect on attendance, either good or bad. The longtime president of St. Louis University is leaving campus in just a few weeks. The Reverend Lawrence Biondi in May announced his retirement after leading the private Jesuit school for more than a quarter century. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the chairman of the school's Board of Trustees announced Biondi's September 1st departure date in a letter to the campus community released this afternoon. Bill Kaufman, the university's vice president and general counsel, will step in as interim president. Missouri University of Science and Technology is expecting a record enrollment this fall. The Rolla Daily News reports that Missouri S&T officials estimate the total fall enrollment at about 7,900, breaking the previous record set in 1982 by little more than 100 students. Classes began at the school in Rolla on Monday. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Hungakar.